Buford Delaney is one of the many noteworthy American artists of the 20th century, yet his colorful paintings almost got written out of history. Now residents in Knoxville, Tennessee are working to educate the nation. Ambriel Crutchfield of Nashville Public Radio reports.
Knoxville's Museum of Art has the largest collection of Buford Delaney's work. Once you're in the East Tennessee Room on the second floor and wind yourself around two corners, you're greeted by a Delaney self-portrait.
I kind of like that one. It looks like it's an Egyptian pharaoh sitting on something like a surfboard or a coffin.
That's Jesse Wojcik. He's 11 years old. One of his classes at school went to Paris for an exchange program to learn about Delaney. The painting he's looking at sits next to art by Buford's well-known brother, Joseph. The brothers learned to draw together on Sunday school cards at church. Both of them went on their own journeys into New York's art scene. Joseph's work celebrated the liveliness of Lower Manhattan. He also did portraits of Eleanor Roosevelt, Eartha Kitt, and others. Joseph Ann Buford's work is an international art magnet for Knoxville and could use a boost, although Buford is more known in art circles. Sylvia Peters is an art collector and museum trustee.
Knoxville has become surprised by how the power of an African-American artist and creativity has pulled the best out of this part of the world.
Delaney left Knoxville when he was 23. That's when he made a pit stop in Boston for art school. During the Harlem Renaissance, he headed to New York City where talent was bursting. Mary Campbell is writing about religious themes in Delaney's work.
Generally, when he is depicting skin, and especially darker skin, you get much more kind of riotous color play going on.
Delaney was in New York for more than two decades, gaining a reputation for his portraits, including one of scholar and activist W.E.B. Du Bois. He also creates a lifelong mentorship with the young James Baldwin. Life magazine picked up on Delaney's art buzz and profiled him. That got the attention of his hometown newspaper that said someday there would be a shrine of his childhood home. Writer and historian Jack Neely says that was erased when the government wiped out the black neighborhoods to create highways.
People were interested in that in 1938, and 30 years later, we'd completely forgotten about it.
When Delaney visited home, it's likely he saw his neighborhood was gone. Now his childhood home is the site of a federal law enforcement credit union. Two decades earlier, Delaney went to Paris for a fellowship to learn about abstract painting. This is when America is finally leading an art movement. Campbell says most of the attention went to straight white men. Delaney himself was gay.
We persist in drawing this distinction between some supposedly racially neutral American art and African American art. That's a totally false distinction.
Depending on where you look, some history biographies limit Buford Delaney's story to the Harlem Renaissance. Campbell says Delaney didn't have the money or connections to cement his legacy.
He doesn't have an attorney writing a will for him to make sure that after he dies, his work goes into specific collections.
In 1979, he died in Paris. His brother Joseph died in 1991. But the communities abroad and in Knoxville are making bold moves to make sure Buford gets attention. They're setting up an exchange project for students in both countries to learn together. Plus, there's a museum under construction to honor Joseph and Buford Delaney. For NPR News, I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield in Knoxville.